It is Mind Food Radio. Boy, it comes around quickly. We're celebrating the October edition and we welcome Michael McHugh. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we have Renee Zellweger on the cover of Mind Food this month. Now, she's somebody who's got staying power, hasn't she?
You're being polite. Let's be honest. We've all saw a couple of years ago at that awards and everyone talked about her plastic surgery. You're just being so polite. Look, the thing is, I actually love that franchise with Bridget Jones. I think it's great. And she, I think it was actually quite unfair how everyone had a crack at her in terms of what she looked like. The interviews are one-on-one. We've got an exclusive interview with her. And she sort of shares, you know, about that time and in terms of that whole kind of crazy moment where, you know, the world seemed to, all they were talking about was her plastic surgery or, you know, did she have it or did she not? But the interview goes more into about the whole media circus and the role that women play within, you know, the media and being an actress in the current day and what that means, you know, versus a man. And it's just really interesting. Of course, she also shares in terms of off-screen and things like that and being a fan favourite herself around that franchise. But it's a really great interview. Because she really did disappear from our screens for about 5 years.
I'm sorry, I hate to say it, and we do need clarification here. Was it so, and this is a genuine question, was it actually so that her face could recover? Because she did not look like herself for quite a while. I'm not being facetious, but does she mention it at all?
She does, she does. And the thing is, the photographs we've got that were done this year, she does look like how we remember Renee Zellweger to be. Like, it's a beautiful cover. And as the woman in my office said, oh, God, I love her hair, I love the dress. But, oh, she sort of looks like she always does now, you know, like how we remember her to be.
Good. That's so good.
Exactly. It's a good story. It really is. But what she's done in the last 5 years, where she hasn't been on screen and away from the whole sort of Hollywood thing, is really interesting. So, no, it's definitely worth a read.
Great. Now, the other thing I've always wanted to do, and you got the chance to do, and you've got a special on, is going on a cruise.
Oh, I know. Look, Michelle and I went and did that. It was a brand new cruise, Holland America. They're one of the big cruise lines of the world. And they actually specialise in small ships or smaller ships than, you know, some of those ridiculous ones that have, you know, God knows, ice rinks and, you know, climbing walls and things like that. This is a slightly larger ship than they're used to. But, yeah, we picked it up in Rome. We cruised around Italy and we ended up in Spain and got off in Spain. We were on for about a week. We went to places like Sardinia and Capri, Pompeii, and we just loved it. I have to say, Capri was just fantastic. It was probably our favourite spot. In fact, we loved it so much we kept calling it Capri Capri.
Nice.
It was the thing is, though, on board was a very different experience. You know, you hear these horror stories as, you know, you end up putting on so much weight because you're sitting on these ships and eating. It was actually a very different experience for us. They had this wonderful restaurant where it was all sort of paddock to plate. So they even grew micro herbs in this restaurant. And very different. It's just not what I was expecting on a cruise, where it was all about sustainability. It was all about where the food came from. You know, staff were much more relaxed. They sort of had denim shirts and aprons on. You know, you kind of think cruising can be quite stitched up. But, no, it was fantastic. And it was just nice spending time together and going to all these sort of different places. You know, the great thing about cruising is you unpack once and then you're on a nice holiday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's the thing I like about it. Now, the other thing in the smart thinking section of the October edition, we're talking about mood food.
Yeah, how's that for a different sort of thing? Look, basically what this is all about is, you know, we need to feed our brain. So basically the whole thing is, you know, a lot of time we're eating the wrong stuff. It's processed food. And the brain is a hungry organ. It needs lots of vitamins. It needs minerals, you know, just to function. So we've written this story all about addressing the nutrients and imbalances stuff in terms of, you know, your brain power. And you know what it's like. You get to that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock time in the afternoon and you're starving, or you feel like chocolate, or, you know, racing to the dairy and buying a huge big bag of Pringles or something.
Yes.
But we really share the range of different things that you should be eating, like, you know, eggs are really good for you, fish obviously. You know, a lot of it is, we already know, leafy greens, you know, whole grains. But it's that whole thing around, for example, low magnesium, you know, is associated with anxiety. So it's a really interesting read. And even in my editorial, I sort of talk about taking the time to just, you know, go and look at the sky and just watch clouds float by. And I know that almost sounds a bit, you know, drippy. But It's having that moment to clear your head, and diet and nutrition is as important as that, as, you know, feeding your soul.
So true. Now, finally, somebody who should know an awful lot about this, considering your lack of hair, is the hairdresser of the year, which Mindfeed have also covered. How did you get that job?
And I was a judge, can you believe it? Honestly, when I walked up in front of those, there's about 1,000 people in this, you know, this big awards thing, and they're all hairdressers, and, you know, they're all talking to each other, and then, you know, Mr. Baldy walks in. But anyway, we had a Mindfeed Award, and it was for a young designer. It was actually a guy out of Wellington. His work was just fantastic. I've got to say, you know, there are hundreds, I think there was over 1,000 entries. Andrew Cobbledick from, I want to say Rodney Wayne, in Wellington won it. The most beautiful shot, and I just kept coming back to it. It was a clear winner for me. But interesting, the hairdresser of the year, the guy that went on, Matthias, who really won the big one, has just done our cover shoot and big fashion shoot for Style, which comes out in September. So it's been really nice working with these hairdressers, actually, because you sort of see all these names that win these awards, but to actually get them on a set and, you know, see them do their craft, they're super talented. Thanks, darling. Have a great week.